Today, June 28th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Disneyland's luxurious hideaway. If you're a frequent visitor to Disneyland Park, you've probably walked by it a dozen times and never given it a glance. Or maybe you've heard rumors among Disney fans about a fabulous place hidden away somewhere in the park. A glamorous club where celebrities hobnob and delicious aromas fill the air. Well, the rumors are true. Tucked away in New Orleans Square behind a tasteful but inconspicuous door, just next door to the Blue Bayou, is the entry to a little joint called Club 33. The waiting list for membership can take years, and few are fortunate enough to open that door. But the Disney Insider goes everywhere. Club 33 was first conceived of by Walt Disney himself. He wanted a place where he could entertain personal friends and VIPs and show off his beloved Disneyland. To that end, he imagined a luxurious private club in the space above Pirates of the Caribbean and the Blue Bayou restaurant, lavishly furnished and offering the finest cuisine. He would maintain a private apartment next to the club, connected to it via the kitchen. Walt and Lily scoured New Orleans antique stores to find unique and lovely objects for his club. He even had the Imagineers copy an old-fashioned elevator that caught his fancy in a Parisian hotel. Club 33 manager Jeff Plum tells us, quote, "Walt and Lily wanted to buy the lift, but the hotel wouldn't sell it, so they had an exact copy made," unquote. Sadly, Walt never lived to see this piece of his dream become reality. Club 33 opened after Walt's death, but except for the private apartment, that space above Pirates of the Caribbean is now the Disney Gallery, it's just what he envisioned. The club's members, there are currently from 470 to 490 of them, enjoy gourmet cuisine like champagne risotto, roast Muscovy duck, and lamb ossobuco in two lovely dining rooms. A staff of around 70 is on hand to cater to members and their guests. Jeff tells us, quote, "We know what our members like. We try to remember everyone's preferences. We have one member who visits every year from Australia. He loves salmon, and when he comes, we make sure he gets his salmon, whether it's on the menu or not," unquote. From the moment you enter the lobby, you know you're in a special place. You're surrounded by art, gleaming wood, and lavish wall coverings, and that spectacular brass elevator. Upstairs, members and guests discover lovely flower arrangements, concept art from attractions like the Haunted Mansion, and even an antique harpsichord, decorated with murals by the Imagineers. Paul McCartney visited recently, Jeff tells us, and sat down to the harpsichord, which sadly needed tuning and refurbishing at the time. Members can enter Disneyland Park and the club 365 days a year, but they are also privy to some truly spectacular monthly members-only events, like viewing the Fantasmic fireworks show in a reserved seating area when it debuted, then tucking into a fireworks-themed dinner, complete with a dazzling dessert featuring spun sugar pyrotechnics. Other events have included a night featuring the wines of Fess Parker. The actor, who played Davy Crockett, still has a special fondness for Disney, says Jeff. Quote, "He's a great friend of ours," unquote. Both Jeff and executive chef Marcel St-Pierre began their Disney careers at other restaurants at the resort. Marcel proved himself at Disneyland Resort's lavish and lovely Granville's restaurant before joining the Club 33 staff, while Jeff is a veteran of several of the Disney Hotel restaurants. They agree that Club 33 is a dream job. Marcel tells us, quote, "We have so much latitude with the menu. I create the food and Jeff does the wine. We make a great team," unquote. Club 33 membership is within the reach of anyone who is willing to pay the annual dues and wait, and wait, and wait for a coveted spot to open up. Members tend to stay for the long haul, some as long as 38 years, so new openings are few and far between. However, that patience and investment are richly rewarded by a Disneyland experience truly unlike any other. If you'd like to learn more, you can write and request an information packet and application at 1313 Harbor Boulevard, Anaheim, California, 92802, attention, Club 33. To view photos of Club 33 and get a recipe from Chef Marcel, visit us online at disney.com. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Get more Disney scoop plus photos and trivia in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit disney.com to subscribe.